USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden at a campaign reception in Virginia addressed the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into him, saying he had a job to do, and said the Republicans want to first impeach him, but now they're doing it because they want to shut down the government. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Republican-led investigations have turned up no evidence showing Biden was involved in his son's foreign business dealings while vice president. The United Auto Workers Union is prepared for a likely strike against Detroit's Big Three automakers. Retired director of the Institute for Labor Studies, Judy Ansell, discusses the possible effects.
It will cause a shortage of cars. It's going to lower consumer spending as people tighten their belts.
Union President Sean Fain ruled out any extensions of the existing contracts with GM, Ford, and Stellantis after they expire tonight. He noted that September 14th is a deadline, not a reference point. Members are at odds with the companies over wage increases, pensions, and job protections. Hunter Biden is being indicted on felony gun charges. Court filing shows the president's son has been charged with three federal criminal counts. Two counts are related to Biden allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he purchased the weapon in 2018. It's the first time the Justice Department has filed charges against the son of a U.S. president. The charges come after a plea deal fell apart earlier this summer with prosecutors. The first trailer has been released for the upcoming documentary series, House of Kardashian.
Kimberly calculated from the beginning, how do I become famous?
The three-part docuseries about the Kardashian-Jenner clan will include interviews with those close to the family and archival footage of the clan before they became famous. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
The FBI is looking into violent threats made against Fulton County, Georgia officials after the arrest of former President Trump. Investigators told Channel 2 yesterday that Sheriff Pat Labatt, District Attorney Fannie Willis, and their families and others have been the subject of threats since last month. Some have also been directed at their employees. Ford CEO Jim Farley is batting back criticism by the head of the United Auto Workers Union that Ford isn't taking bargaining seriously ahead of tonight's strike deadline. UAW CEO Sean Fain made that charge last week. Farley said on Wednesday that Ford has received a genuine counteroffer on Ford's latest proposal. Police arrested a suspect Wednesday evening on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz says it's sad and alarming that there have been two campus lockdowns in just a little more than 2 weeks because of an armed gunman.
This pains me as a member of this community now for over 28 years, and I'm committed to doing everything possible to maintain the safety of all those who work, learn, and live here at Carolina.
UNC was locked down late Wednesday afternoon after reports that an armed and dangerous man was on campus. Police arrested 27-year-old Mikhail Deontay Harris. They say he was wanted in connection with an incident on the UNC Chapel Hill campus earlier in the day. No one was hurt. Dave Collins, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.